Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of What the Night Knows by Dean Kuntz, performed by Stephen Weber. Death, the undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns. Shakespeare, Hamlet. Chapter 1. What year these events transpired is of no consequence. Where they occurred is not important. The time is always, and the place is everywhere. Suddenly at noon, 6 days after the murders, birds flew to trees and sheltered roosts. As if their wings had lanced the sky, the rain fell close behind their flight. The long afternoon was as dim and drowned as twilight in Atlantis. The state hospital stood on a hill, silhouetted against a gray and sodden sky. The September light appeared to strop a razor's edge along each skein of rain. A procession of 80-foot purple beeches separated the inbound and outbound lanes of the approach road. Their limbs overhung the car and collected the rain to redistribute it in thick drizzles that wrapped against the windshield. The thump of the wipers matched the slow, heavy rhythm of John Calvino's heart. He did not play the radio. The only sounds were the engine, the windshield wipers, the rain, the swish of tires turning on wet pavement, and a memory of the screams of dying women. Near the main entrance, he parked illegally under the portico. He propped the police placard on the dashboard. John was a homicide detective, but this car belonged to him, not to the department. The use of the placard while off duty might be a minor violation of the rules, but his conscience was encrusted with worse transgressions than the abuse of police prerogatives.